This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To quote Liz Lemon of the NBC sitcom 30 Rock, what the what? The network said this week the coming fall season will be the last for Tina Fey's show. And 30 Rock might not be the only casualty of the television programming times. We'll find out more next week when the upfronts start, the big parties in New York during which networks give advertisers a sneak peek at their fall schedules, all in the hopes of snaring some of the $9 billion advertising dollars on the line. Andrew Wallenstein is the TV editor at Variety Magazine. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
First of all, what are you hearing this year in terms of how much better or I guess worse, the upfronts might be?
I think we'll see a slight increase, though the economy isn't in its best shape. At the end of the day, television offers the kind of place where the very best shows can draw as many as 20 million viewers to top programming, and not a lot of media could do that.
Yeah. The very best this year, it looks to me to be CBS, right? They look to be the strongest, most stable. A, do I have that right? And B, then, who's the worst off?
CBS, no doubt, has the most stability across its schedule. The worst off has got to be NBC, which has a lot of problems on just about every night.
They're farming out 30 Rock, as I mentioned. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, 30 Rock has really been in a ratings decline for quite some time. It's never really been a big ratings draw. It's something that's really gotten more respect from critics and awards festivals. So it's not the kind of show that really was built for the long term.
What about another aging genre, if you will, the reality show thing? I mean, American Idol is fading and Big Brother, I found out today, is still on the air. I mean, come on.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars, I'd also throw into that group. You know, it's important that the broadcast networks cultivate the next generation of big reality shows because those do far better than anything else. I think that's why you're seeing Fox putting so much muscle behind trying to build the X Factor, Simon Cowell mm-hmm. show, into the next big thing because they're absolutely crucial to the health of the schedule.
Yeah, The Voice is very big in my house, I should say.
Yeah, and The Voice is probably the brightest light, perhaps the only light, over at NBC. It is the absolute centerpiece of their schedule, and the speculation is that it's going to be shifted from mid-season to the fall schedule to give NBC really the best chance at rebuilding.
Do advertisers care when they buy their time? Or I guess they probably want the big debuts, right, the big premieres?
They do, and really the whole point of the upfront is so that advertisers can commit the bulk of what they're going to be spending over the given season up front.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
What's buzzy? What's the big new show that we're going to be hearing about, you know, come fall?
Well, I can't say there's any one new show that I think is dominating the interest. I think there's a few things you could probably expect to get a lot of attention. Mindy Kaling, who is beloved from NBC's The Office, mm-hmm, is going to get her own show on the Fox network. So I think you'll see that get some attention. And over on NBC, there's going to be a new comedy called The New Normal, and that is from the executive producer of Glee, Ryan Murphy, and it's about a gay couple raising a child with the child's surrogate mother, and that sounds like a kind of concept that'll make some waves. So, but otherwise, you really can never tell when the next big show is coming. Sometimes they sneak up on you and don't have buzz quite this early.
Which makes it, you know, all the more entertaining, right?
Yeah, suspense.
Andrew Wallenstein, he's the TV editor at Variety. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.